producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey, welcome to America Tonight. No surprise, I don't think, with the House votes to prevent a shutdown with 151 Republican no votes, however. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. This is the big buzz, part of it anyway, in the land, that there is no government shutdown. So we've got that Band-Aid approach that I was talking about the other day, meaning this is just a Band-Aid. Ultimately, where's the budget? There is no shutdown now, but we have the same scenario that we've seen unfold before. So Congress sent the Prez legislation to prevent the shutdown. It was actually 277 to 151. That was the House vote, keeping federal agencies funded through December 11th. Republicans, a lot of Republicans, as I already mentioned, voted against the spending bill, then more voted in that direction than in favor of it. And, of course, this goes to the Planned Parenthood and funding Planned Parenthood. Only 91 supported it, if you look at the 151 to the 91. And John Boehner, of course, with a surprise announcement last week that he's resigning at the end of October. So then you have the majority leader, Kevin McCarthy, the favorite to succeed Boehner, voted yes, as did several others that might have surprised some of you in their votes. There are some that are running for to move up the chain as for some of those offices that may jump up depending on what happens with McCarthy. Conservatives warned Boehner they might file a motion to remove him as speaker if he worked with Dems to pass the short-term funding bill, including Planned Parenthood funds. But once Boehner said he would step down, then that was it. The leverage was gone pretty much after that. So the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say that he, Boehner, and Obama would launch formal budget talks soon. They could also involve McCarthy, depending on what happens in the with him, if he is officially the next Speaker of the House, which seems likely, but you know how this game works. Nothing is a definite. So what do you think that conversation is like between Boehner, McConnell, and Obama? What kind of conversation are they having about the budget? Are you disappointed that there's a Band-Aid on this deal? Are you disappointed that the funding then goes through, obviously, for every federal agency? Do you think Republicans, too many Republicans, backed down on this, or this was the right way to go? 855-266-5283. It's about raising money, isn't it, when you run for election? We've been told it's $1 billion to become president. So let me give you some numbers. Ben Carson raised $20 million in the past 3 months. I mean, he's a political newbie who showed up in the first debate with some zingers at the end that helped him. But the fuel for his presidential nomination is to get out there, get as many people excited about him, and donating. And he got those donations that started to whip in at the tail end of the month, that's for sure. Because he's tapped into the anti-establishment sentiment, like several other candidates on the Republican side have. And he raised $12 million in September alone. That's what his campaign manager, Barry Bennett, is saying. So you're going to see a lot of TV with Ben Carson for those primary contests in March. If he's hanging in, that's what the deal is. It's about TV time. How much dough can they pump in to the TV time? Because you burn through the cash once you hit January and you get deeper into the election cycle. Bernie Sanders knows that he has to raise a bunch of money, and he did just that. They say he's on a bigger pace, a faster pace anyway, than Obama in 08. $24 million over the last 3 months. That's pretty big. $24 million, wow. And he's got $25 million in cash on hand, which is what you need when you're doing that shopping around for airtime and trying to pump up the people where these primaries are going to be held. So that's a big deal for Bernie Sanders. Donald Trump, he'll tell you every time you see him, he doesn't care about fundraising, that if when he gets the nomination, he doesn't even say if, when he gets the nomination, the Republicans kick in and do what they do, but he says he's running on his own dime right now, that he's not taking money from anybody, nobody. Big news besides who's raising what money, how fast, all that kind of stuff, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. But how about this about the Russian hackers targeted Hillary's server and her emails? Are you shocked by this? This is the concern, how much sensitive information is out there. But Russian-linked hackers tried at least 5 times to pry into her private email while she was Secretary of State. It's unclear if she clicked on any attachments and exposed her account, because, you know, that's how they pull you in. But she got infected emails disguised as speeding tickets from New York over 4 hours in August, in the beginning of August 2011. The instructions were to print the attached tickets. But you know how this works. Opening the attachment would have allowed hackers to take over control of the computer. Wow. So all that malicious software hack and a hack attack. Now, a spokesperson for Clinton's campaign said, "We have no evidence to suggest she replied to the email or that she opened the attachment. As we've said before, there's no evidence that the system was breached. All these emails show that, like millions of other Americans, she received spam." Ugh, phishing. Look out for those ticket tricks. I mean, but here's what I say. The State Department's technology is so antiquated that nobody uses the state-issued laptops, they're saying, and that a lot of officials even now use their home email accounts to get their work done quickly and effectively. So how much other information is being exposed because this is how people are doing their work? That's not good. Because forget about what happened with Hillary for a second and think about what's going on now. We certainly don't want to see anybody in a position where it matters being hacked into. That's disastrous. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to introduce you to a wonderful young lady who had a disastrous, tragic thing happen to her walking through campus with some friends, but turned it around to make it a positive to help other people. Stay with us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Very excited to be joined by Monica Cora. She joins us with a very important story, and she's spreading a great message, I think, and reaching out and trying to help so many people, and she has a new book out. And Monica, we're going to let her tell a little bit more about her story, but Monica went to SMU, which, interestingly enough, is just really close to our own satellite facility here in Dallas, Texas. And Monica, sadly, was coming back from a party and was attacked, and it was a life changer. But she chose a different path. Instead of being a victim, which would be very easy to do, she's decided to turn her life in a different direction and help others. Monica, thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it. And you're joining us from Norway. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, so so tell us about your story and what happened so people understand what you're doing now.
Right. Yeah, so this happened back in December of 2009. It was a normal night right before finals were about to start, and we were tired of studying for finals, and myself and two of my girlfriends, we decided to accept the invitation to go to a student-athlete party that night. So we went there, the three of us and another friend that drove us there. We stayed for a few hours, but got tired, and as runners, we knew that we were about to get up early the next morning to go out to run, so we didn't want to go back too late. We called our friend. He came to pick us up, but we never got as far as into his car that night. As we walked out of that party, we saw his car. It was parked right outside, right on the street next to the house. But before I knew it, suddenly another car came pulling up next to his, and suddenly I had hands grabbing me from behind, and I had a gun placed next to my head. My friends, of course, they tried to take a hold of me and tried to pull me towards them, but then the gun was placed to their head, so there was nothing they could do. They just had to let go of me. And I knew what was about to happen at that point. And I realized quickly that it was more than one person. It was three men in the van that night. They pulled me into their van and they took off at high speed. Then they stripped me of my clothing right away. So I realized that they were about to rape me. And that's what they did. One at a time, two at a time, three at a time.
Wow. And then the progression of this is, and thank goodness, and you were strong and immediately, you know, made calls. I know people were horrified. Your friends felt terrible. As you said, they wanted desperately to help you. And so people also know this, that the men were convicted, correct?
That's right. Luckily, thanks to great, great work by Dallas PD, they were all found 3 days later. And two of them were in prison for life and one for 25 years.
Wow. Wow. So now this happens, and what do you decide you're going to do moving forward in your life?
Exactly. Well, for me, it was just to find back to normal life. That was my first goal. I just wanted to become the happy girl that I once used to be. And of course, that took a while after something like this. Your world has been totally turned upside down, and you have trust issues and nightmares and a lot of challenges in the aftermath. But I realized that to find back to normal, happy life, I'm the one in charge, and I have to just do whatever it takes. But I had a lot of good help, family and friends that supported me through it all, and that really brought me back to a good life. And I realized during my healing process that this happens all the time, every day, all over the United States, all over the world. And I realized that I have to do something about this. I have a story to tell, and I just want to help other people that's been in the same situation or that met any kind of challenge in life and that just need to see that it's possible to overcome it. So that became my mission in life, to just tell my story, share the things that I did that I thought brought me back to normal life. So that's what I'm doing now. That's why I wrote the book, Kill the Silence, where I share my story openly and with a hope to help others in the same situation.
And again, so people know, Monica Cora is the author of, as she mentioned, Kill the Silence, A Survivor's Life Reclaimed. And I would imagine as this is the beginning of that journey, in a sense, have you had some great reaction from people who have had their own battles and who have tried to triumph over it and have been really in one of those dark places where they had to climb out?
Yes. No, I have. Absolutely. I've received so many positive messages, emails, from military officers to college students to people that's been struggling with sickness, with death. It's a lot of people that reached out to me, and that just means everything to me. That just tells me that all the work with the book and the time after for me has been absolutely worth it.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, it's awesome that you've, you know, been able to reach out to so many people. And you are, so people know also, you're a certified advocate for rape victims. You did that through the Dallas Area Rape Crisis Center and volunteering with the training programs. What was that like for you to be on the other side of that and try to help people specifically for what happened to you that's happened to them?
No, exactly. I think by the experiences I have, I think I'm in a unique position to really help people because I know how they feel and I know what I felt like I needed that night and that I wasn't provided with. So that's why it's so important for me to now try to give back, because my experience, even though it's been bad, I've learned a lot from it and I feel like I can give something back.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting in your book, and you talk about this, that you knew how to train. You knew how to train when you were tired, when you were distracted, when you had an amazing amount of fatigue, and you had to overcome that. And did you use what you learned as an athlete to help you get through the tough times that you had to get through in the beginning of this?
Absolutely, yeah. Being an athlete, staying active helped me so much. I think there's so many things that we learn through athletics or to just staying active, really. The mental health. You can feel like you have a lot of problems before you go out for a run, but I promise you, if you stay out there long enough, by the time you get back in, you feel like a new person. And that's what I did every day when I went out running. I just felt like a new person. And when I went out, I could feel sad and angry, but during the run, I just felt better and better. And it also just reminded me of the girl that I used to be before this happened. And it reminded me that that's the girl that I want to be in the future. So I just told myself, you're not a victim, you're a runner. That's who you've always been, and that's who you need to continue to be.
Yeah. I want to tell everybody, Monica, you have a great website, monicacorafoundation.org. You can go there. And if people want to help or get involved, you have all kinds of ways. They can certainly donate. And the more people that donate, what do you do with the money there? Use that for your foundation to help some of these people we're talking about?
Yes, absolutely. That's what we do. So we focus on the awareness side of it. We have different events to create awareness. I also travel a lot to speak, to reach out to people on a personal level as well, because we think that is important. So there's a lot of things we do to help those that now placed in a hard situation and that we just want to help back up.
Yeah. What I would only imagine it's so positive, but your friends who were so heartbroken, how do they feel now? You have this book out. You're trying to help other people. They must be proud of what you've been able to do once you endured the things you endured. What was their reaction to now what you're doing?
Absolutely. No, that's what they're telling me, that they're just proud of me for what I'm doing. But they all tell me that they're not surprised. They knew from the very beginning that I wanted to turn it into something positive. So, and it hasn't been... I haven't been alone in this. We've been together in it, my friends and my family, through all of it. So they've been a part of the process, of the healing process, of the writing process. So it's good for all of us to now finally be here, and the book is being released, and we get to share it with all the people that want to read the story.
Yeah, and in speaking, because you mentioned that, in speaking and reaching out to people, and we talked about this a little bit, is it rewarding for you to know, wow, somebody else knows what somebody else has gone through, and this feels like I'm connecting and helpful to them, like I'm actively doing something to help people? Is that the reward for you?
It is, and that it really is, because when I go out and speak, I think there's something special when it's on a personal level like that, because I can just see every time I speak, there's someone that comes up to me and share with me their story, the hardship that they've been through, and that helps me, it empowers me, and they tell me that it empowers them to hear my story, and I think that's what's so important and unique about this, that when we open up, when we tell people about the challenges we face, you know, we all go through tough times in life, and I think it's so much easier when we talk about it.
So well said, because as you know, Monica, a lot of people, they just can't tell the story, whatever it is, and I agree with you, if they open up, that just is part of the healing process, there's no question about that. I think it's
exactly.
fabulous what you're doing and helping so many people. And if they want to get a copy of the book Kill the Silence, I assume they can do the normal thing. They could go onto your foundation, which you mentioned before, monicacorafoundation.org, but they could also go to amazon.com, right?
That is right.
Awesome. Well, continue the good work. Thank you, Monica, for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
What's trending? What's trending? Stand up from the crowd because I never want to blend in.
What's trending? What's trending in the 140 character world? In other words, it's crazy what a soapbox really Twitter has become, but also breaking news in the world of Twitter, whether it's entertainment, whether it's just flat out news, whatever it is. Here's what's trending on Twitter sports wise. The Blue Jays are the American League East champs. A 15-2 win over the O's secured that deal for them, and many in Toronto and beyond the borders are throwing in their two cents about the Toronto Blue Jays trending. More than 1 million people trending on Twitter. I saw one where one post that said it reminds them of 1993. The Six is partying like it's 93. The Blue Jays are AL East champs. So that's making news. What else is making news in dissecting the Twitter world? This was making news, too, as well. The fact that we have a budget Band-Aid. Uh-huh. So December 11th, the government agencies are funded through December 11th. Then wait and see what happens there. There were Republicans who refused in the House to vote yes, because they didn't want the short-term funding bill. They didn't want Planned Parenthood funded, but they lost out. And that handwriting was on the wall once John Boehner bounced as Speaker of the House. Also trending, maybe trending actually the most, anything from the Weather Channel having to do with Hurricane Joaquin. Late forecast has Joaquin as a strong Cat 2 by the weekend. Lots of rain, could be heavy winds up and down the East Coast. So how about that? Also trending, according to CNBC, in 140-character world, Twitter is now, supposedly the rumor is, that they plan to go beyond the 140-character limit. Ooh. That changes the short snippets that people quickly had to type out if they're planning on changing that. Twitter's working on a new product that's going to let users post tweets longer than that limit. The RE code reported that people familiar with this say it's true. I mean, that's the trademark of Twitter. They've had a lot of debate about it, apparently. How they can expand the 140 characters, how they can attract users. Because that's what it's about. There are a lot of users on Twitter, but how do you attract new ones? And some people feel the answer is to expand the whole 140 character limit. I think there's an art to brevity, so I don't know that I actually, in a weird way, I don't know that I agree with it. This is a big one, and this is trending all over the place. Anything that's written about it is being retweeted, even from the AP. Breaking news, this was breaking a few hours ago, of course, email show Russian-linked hackers tried at least 5 times to break into Clinton's private server. Do we know if she took the bait or not? We don't really know. Maybe, maybe not. They were fishing. If she did take the bait and opened an attachment, then they saw whatever they could have seen, classified information, whatever it was that she was talking about. So it could be, I mean, it could be anything. But certainly there could be compromised emails, let's put it that way. I like this one, too, as we kind of saunter around in a couple of different directions. There's a fabulous thing from the Los Angeles Times that shows Toy Story. And they say, it's been 20 years since Toy Story came to life. Here's how it changed the face of animation. That was retweeted all over the place. Bud Lightyear, you know that whole thing. Buzz Lightyear and the rest of the characters. 20 years. Does it seem 20 years? I guess so. Buzz Lightyear, Woody, Tom Hanks was the voice of Woody, Tim Allen was Lightyear, and it was back in 1995. All kinds of awards were given out, and this was Pixar Animation Studios talking about how they were going to do this, how they were going to make it unfold. How they're going to use the computer animated features. You know, there have been more than 250 computer animated features since Toy Story was released in 1995. They say it was like a huge thing that took off like a rocket, an explosion the second it was released. And I remember that. And visual effects, especially with what they did, have never been the same. All the technology, the breakthroughs, huge understanding of what to do with the story, to tell the story, but then have the technology. And they say that's what the difference is. It's the fact that they had a story and built it around the story. And that's why they had the success. Because, yeah, they had the technology, but the goal was to tell the story and bring it to life. So they had this entire infrastructure. To make it unfold, to make it seem right, and make it tell a story. Wow. And they didn't want to copycat. This is what's so cool. They didn't want to copycat Disney animation, what they were doing with sort of a Broadway-style animated film, like, well, films that they had that were successful, like Beauty and the Beast in 91 and Aladdin, very successful, but they didn't want to copy that format. And they definitely did not copy that format. Also trending in the Twitter sphere, so we talked about the budget, Joaquin, Toy Story, the fact that it's been 20 years, the Toronto Blue Jays winning the AL East, and then the raging debate, NASA's being retweeted all over the place and what they're releasing, mid-level solar flare spotted, it's the bright flash in the lower right side as they were sending out pictures of it. And people are still talking about Mars and the fact that they say there's water on Mars, and what does that mean? Whether someone's doing a parody of people living on Mars or somebody is digging deeper to find out, geez, how realistic is this? Or is it a timing thing because of the funding or what? Why all of a sudden? So anything to do with Mars is still front and center. Here's another one for you. In talking about what's really, really, really trending. This was another one I saw at different times of the day, and it was the Jason Day story, saying it's incredible and that this mini documentary will make you a bigger fan. Golf Digest released a little snippet of it and piqued the curiosity of, let's say, lots of people who even didn't really know who Jason Day was. He's an Australian player who was brought up in rural Australia. Lately, he's been having problems with vertigo, and they're trying to figure out what it is. But he had a very much a ragtag upbringing. So how does this guy go all the way up the chain in the golf world? It's interesting because he was number one for a short period, but he almost won that $10 million check if they had just ended the tournament earlier, but Jordan Spieth won it. So there's a huge article that talks about how he lost his way sort of after his father's death, and how coaches and caddies and all of that have made life different on the PGA Tour. And it's been fascinating for people because it's trending. So it can't just be sports people who are somehow interested in this man's story, I suppose, is the key thing. That it's bigger than that. Let me give you a couple more. There's PlayStation, there's Marvel Entertainment, there's Hugh Jackman, that trended all over the place. Hugh Jackman, and his is that real Hugh Jackman, at the real Hugh Jackman. If I were a woman, which celebrity would I date? And he says, George Clooney, sorry, a male, and then he, you know, signs his name, his initials, HJ, and that got tweeted a bunch. Because there was a little snippet of audio with it, too. Since we're sticking in the entertainment world, quickly, here's one for you, too, as well. And this one is what they're showing is actually a snippet of the new James Bond and say, guess what kind of car? And I suppose there's a kind of a switch in his car. I don't want to spoil it. Stay with us. More coming your way next here on America Tonight.
I turn on my laptop and watch it ignite. I look at the desktop like a brilliant jewel, depicting a rainforest covered in dew.
most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So once again, the mailbag is full of mail, not surprisingly, all about politics, but a few other things too as well. I love that. This audience is terrific. And just a good reminder to all of you, as many of you have reminded me to mention, since you listened to the show, you downloaded. If you missed something about the show or your schedule has changed and you're happy to catch me now, remember you can always download America Tonight at GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. Let's, on that note, head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So this one from Lisa. Kate, I heard you mention the woman being executed in Georgia, Gissendanner, her name is, and finally those appeals didn't work. It never ceases to amaze me. Woman, man, doesn't matter, crime of passion, feeling sorry. This woman was a murderer. I mean, this woman murdered her husband and left her children in a lurch, and what a rough, rough thing. And apparently at the end, she apologized to the families, and I think at least that's some closure and probably a good thing. What do you think? Well, yeah, the fact that she did that, of course, but it's rare. I think there's something, and I said this before, I think there's something about executing a woman, but a woman can just be as heinous and deadly as a man can be. So there was a five-hour delay, and finally she was executed on Wednesday morning. She was supposed to die at 7 o'clock. Her lawyers filed appeals to the state and the federal courts, but trying to spare her life, but it didn't happen. And you know, so she apparently, when she was walked to the execution chamber after midnight, she saw the witnesses through a window and began sobbing. Then she made a final statement apologizing to an amazing man that lost his life because of her. She was convicted of murder for persuading her boyfriend to kill her husband in 1997, and so she's become the first female prisoner in Georgia to be executed in 70 years, so how about that? Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Joseph, who listens to us in Illinois. Kate, Kim Davis and the Pope, that is the craziest story. I can't believe it. A press release comes out about it. Obviously, it's true. But how did that ever stay secret in the kind of world, as you say, that we live in? Yeah, there's the million-dollar question, Joseph. How did it keep, how was that not leaked out? Or how did somebody close to her that she must have told not say anything? I don't know. It's crazy. That's all I can say. It's crazy because everything leaks. Everything. I'm saying even the most innocuous stories do. And here you have a woman who became well known for going to prison because she wouldn't sign the marriage licenses for gay people who were getting married. And she somehow comes into Washington on this biggest trip of the Pope, meets with the Pope in private, and nobody reports about it. Wow. That's all I can say. I mean, it's mind-boggling. Absolutely. Absolutely. And here's another one. This one comes to us from Jake. Jake emails us on almost every show, but his emails are always really good. Kate, I thought you could appreciate this. I got a big chuckle when I saw this because I thought of you. How about the fact that the Major League Baseball has hired its first coach? We see what's happening in the NBA, and now the Major League Baseball crew is catching up with them. I say bravo. If somebody's good, they're good. What do you think? You just nailed it. If somebody's good, they're good. So would Oakland, and it's Oakland A's, by the way, that hired Justine Steigel, would they hire her just to make history? Like, hey, let's just, her name's Siegel, rather. Would they hire her just to make a splash? No. She's going to be an instructor, a guest instructor, so that it's like they're testing her, too, for their instructional club. She is the first woman to coach in big league history. She said it's a dream come true, and she said the A's are a first-class group. It's going to be an honor to wear their uniform. She completed the Major League Scouting Bureau school. She has a PhD in sports and exercise, physiology, and her duties include kind of a little bit of everything, hitting, infield practice, all kinds of stuff. So she's going to be a rookie coach, just like anybody else who's a rookie coach. She's going to have to throw a lot of batting practice. She's going to have to do whatever she can to help. And I'll tell you, I think it's a big, bad new world, isn't it? I guess that's the way to put it. And good for her. If she didn't have the right stuff, though, they wouldn't go there. Because, you know what, they don't have to do that. There is no, you have to do it. It's that wow, you'd make history. Yeah, they make history, but it's about who they think is decent and can work in their system and can be a great coach. So, bravo. Let's move on. I'm glad you pointed that out to me, though, however, for sure. All right, let's move on to this next one. And this one is from Frank in Florida. Kate Fiorina, I have to say I'm impressed with some of what I've seen with her, but there's no way she becomes president, right? No, that would be the biggest stunner ever. She is moving up in the polls. Maybe she ends up in a cabinet position. Maybe she ends up attracting some attention, and she is involved in some other race, and this helps her because now she's got this big, I don't want to say crew behind her, but she has this message behind her and people that are paying attention to who she is versus the fact that they weren't doing that before. But she says she's surprised that people are surprised by her rise to the top tier. She's saying that you know, she expected that she would be up here, and that this is, remember, she campaigned in California. So, I mean, we'll see. She does well with women. She does well with, you know, her own personal story. She's a breast cancer survivor. She lost a child to drugs. She has a relatable human message when she's out speaking to people one-on-one. But I just don't think that she has enough that will push her to the point of really being considered seriously for president. But hey, maybe she ends up on an undercard somewhere. You know, maybe she's a VP, you know, candidate. I don't know. Or in the cabinet, like I said. But she's definitely getting some traction. Let's put it that way. How's that? Traction. Absolutely. This one is from our pal Al, listening to us also in Florida. Kate, I'm watching Joaquin, and I'm worried that this may come to the mainland. We all may be suffering from the winds, especially in Florida, the Sunshine State, of what has now become a hurricane. What do you think? Well, I'm not a weather person, but we have been watching it, and it is now a Cat 1, and it's in the Atlantic. It is going to hit the Bahamas, so there's going to be heavy rain and storm surges and all that kind of stuff. That means, you know, winds of about 75 miles an hour or so. But what does it mean as it gets closer to the U.S.? At this point, if it picks up speed, you know, that's what you got to watch for. In tracking the storm, it's too early to tell at this point. It's too early to tell if it's going to be full-blown or not. It's because we're talking about noon Thursday when it's going to smash into the Bahamas. And then we just watch it. Does the wind stay or the right conditions? And then we'll see. But it's too far off the coastline now at this point. And these storms, sometimes they build up, and sometimes we get lucky and they dissipate. And it's all a matter of what are the weather conditions as they move through land, etc. All right, here's one last one. This one is from Bob, who's listening to us in New Jersey. Kate, I listen to you all the time. I have to tell you, I enjoy the show. I like the fact that you don't just stay on one boring thing. In other words, we get to hopscotch around. I think you call it the buzz. So my question for you is Donald Trump, and how much legs do you think he has in staying in this campaign? Do you think he's in it to the end? Hey, that's a great question. We talk about it all the time. I ask everybody I can, is Donald Trump for real? Is he going to be in it? Is he going to stick with it? He is, he is in it to win. I don't think he's going to bail out. It's a question of, can he ward off people that are going to try to take him down? And what about the Republican establishment? Because they have to back him, that's for sure. All right, thanks so much for all your emails. Remember, keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. It is just that easy.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.